USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that about 13% of Americans have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, with nearly 1 in 4 people having received at least one dose. The U.S. has been averaging about 2.5 million shots administered daily. On Tuesday, Texas, Indiana, and Georgia all announced that eligibility would be opening up for all adults in the coming days. President Biden has said that he wants the vaccines available to all adults nationwide by May 1st. With more vaccines available, more people are hitting the road. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 1.5 million people on Sunday, the largest number since the pandemic began a year ago. The rebound in travel coming as airlines and a number of tourism-based industries are asking the White House to roll back travel restrictions. And the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged with the death of George Floyd is set to begin next Monday. A jury was seated Tuesday for the trial of Derek Chauvin, who's facing murder and manslaughter charges in Floyd's death. Opening statements are set for March 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
President Biden's next major legislative push is expected to be a $3 trillion spending plan aimed at improving the nation's infrastructure. But that package is also expected to contain the first major tax increase in three decades, raising the corporate tax rate, the marginal tax rate for higher earners, and changing the way capital gains are taxed. Senator Steve Daines says tax hikes like that would damage the recovering economy. The Montana Republican tells Newsmax TV that the best way to grow an economy is to allow people to keep more of their income.
Remember, you go back in history. John F. Kennedy cut taxes, Ronald Reagan cut taxes, President Trump cut taxes, and each time they cut taxes, it unleashed the economy. You kept more money in the pockets of small businesses to invest, hire more people, expand. That's how you grow an economy. The Democrats, they're really good at raising taxes. They got to pay for all this or try to pay for part of all this incredible spending, which they can't do. They can't raise taxes high enough to pay for all this spending. What's going to happen is going to slow down the economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Police in Boulder, Colorado have identified the 10 people killed Monday in a supermarket shooting. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
10 people were killed in a shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday, including one police officer. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold reads the names of the victims.
Denny Strong, 20 years old. Nevin Stadinsky, 23. Ricky Odds, 25. Trelona Barkanoviak, 49. Suzanne Fountain, 59. Terry Liker, 51. Officer Eric Talley, 51. Kevin Mahoney, 61. Lynn Murray, 62. Jody Waters, 65. Our hearts go out to all the victims killed during this senseless act of violence.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis.
We will hold the evildoer responsible to the full extent of the law for his actions. And we will always remember the victims of the King Soopers shooting.
And the airport in the capital city of Guatemala has been temporarily closed because of falling volcanic ash. The Pacaya volcano, about 30 miles away from Guatemala City's La Aurora International Airport, has been active in recent weeks. Unfavorable wind conditions Tuesday sent ash towards the airport covering buildings, planes, and runways. Civil aviation authorities say they hope to resume normal operations at the airport as soon as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.